One morning, mosquito was flying through the air. And he looked down and he saw a farmer digging up yams. He flew around the farmer's head. Now, a yam is kind of like a sweet potato, and they're all about the same size, or maybe a little bigger than a sweet potato. And that mosquito kept watching that farmer. And then after a while, he flew off. And he saw an iguana drinking out of a puddle. Mosquito began flying around the iguana's head. He said, "Iguana! This morning I saw a farmer digging up yams that are bigger than I am." Now let's think about that for a second. How big are mosquitoes? Really small, right? And how big are yams? About the size of sweet potatoes or bigger than that? Every yam in the world is bigger than a mosquito. Iguana said, "Mosquito, if you are going to say such ridiculous things, I am not going to listen to you anymore." An iguana picked up two sticks and stuck them in his ears. Mosquito kept flying around iguana's head. But of course, iguana had those sticks in his ears. He couldn't hear a thing. After a while, mosquito got bored and he left. Iguana forgot he had those sticks stuck in his ears, and he began going down the road. Now, Snake was sitting up on a hill, and he said, "Good morning, Iguana." But of course, Iguana had those sticks in his ears. He couldn't hear a thing. Snake said, "I said, good morning, Iguana." But of course, Iguana had those sticks in his ears. He couldn't hear a thing. Snake got worried. What if Iguana is mad at me? What if Iguana means to play a trick on me? I better hide. Snake went across the ground as fast as he could. The first hole he came to, he went right under the ground. Bloop! And he kept on going underneath the ground. This hole just happened to belong to Rabbit. And as everyone knows, snakes eat rabbits. And Rabbit was just about to take a nap. When she heard a sound behind her. Rabbit opened one of her eyes. She opened the other eye. She turned around, and right behind her was a great big snake. Ah! Rabbit jumped straight up. Ah! She started running out of that hole. Pointing, pointing, pointing. Ah! Pointing, pointing, pointing. Ah! Pointing, pointing, pointing. Ah! Rabbit took off running. She came up out of the ground. She kept running across the meadow. Pointing, pointing, pointing. Ah! Pointing, pointing, pointing. Ah! Pointing, pointing, pointing. Ah! Crow was sitting up in a tree. Caw! Caw! Now, Crow is the loudest bird in the forest, and whenever he sees danger, he's supposed to sound the alarm. So, when he saw Rabbit go running lickety-split across the meadow, pointing, 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 ah! He thought there was danger. So, he sounded the alarm. Caw, danger, caw, danger, caw, danger, caw, danger, caw, danger. Now, Monkey was sitting up in the trees. Monkey is the fastest animal across the treetops. So, whenever Crow sounds the alarm, Monkey is supposed to run across the treetops and warn the rest of the animals that there's danger. So, when he heard Crow say, "Caw, danger, caw, danger, caw, danger, caw, danger," Monkey took off running. Danger, 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 danger. He wasn't watching where he was going. He stepped on an old, dead branch. The branch broke off the tree and fell right into Mother Owl's nest. Now, Mother Owl had 3 baby owlets in there, and when that branch fell into that nest, it hurt the wing of one of the baby owlets. Now, all the animals know that unless Mother Owl turns to the east, raises her wings, and calls out, "Hoo, hoo, hoo," the sun will not come up. When Mother Owl got to her nest and she saw that one of her baby owlets was hurt, she was mad, and she decided not to call the sun. She sat on her nest, she folded her wings, and she didn't call the sun. One day passed, no sun. 2 days passed, no sun. But finally, on the 3rd day, the king of all the animals, the lion, decided that something must be wrong. And he called all the animals to Mother Owl's tree, said, "Okay, Mother Owl, why haven't you called the sun so the day can come?" Mother Owl said, "I, who, will not call the sun, who, until the animal who hurt the owlet, who, is brought to justice, who." The king said,
"Who?"
The owl said, "Who?" The king said,
"Who?"
The owl said, "Who?" The king said,
"Who, who, who, who?"
The owl said, "Oh, who? Monkey, that's who." And the king said,
"So, it was Monkey who hurt the owlet, and now Mother Owl will not call the sun so the day cannot come. Very well. Let justice be done. Call for the monkey."
And the monkey came forward and said,
It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault at all. I was sitting up in the tree. Minding my own business. When a crow sounded the alarm. Don't ask me. Ask the crow.
The king said,
"Oh. So, it was the crow who alarmed the monkey who hurt the owlet. And now Mother Owl will not call the sun so the day cannot come. Very well. Let justice be done. Call for the crow."
And the crow came forward and said,
"Caw, it wasn't my fault. Caw, it wasn't my fault at all. Caw, I was sitting up in the tree, caw, minding my own business, caw, when Rabbit went running lickety-split across the meadow, caw. Why would Rabbit run like that if there was no danger, caw? Don't ask me, caw. Ask the rabbit, caw."
The king said,
"Oh, so it was the rabbit who startled the crow, who alarmed the monkey, who hurt the owlet, and now Mother Owl will not call the sun so the day cannot come. Very well. Let justice be done. Call for the rabbit."
The rabbit came forward and said,
"It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault."
"Calm down, rabbit."
"Okay. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault at all. I was sitting down in my hole. I was getting ready to take a nap when I turned around, and right behind me was a great big snake. What was I supposed to do? Sit there and become somebody's lunch? There really was a danger for me, and I ran. Don't ask me. Ask the snake."
The king said,
"Oh, so it was the snake who scared the rabbit, who startled the crow, who alarmed the monkey, who hurt the owlet, and now Mother Owl will not call the sun so the day cannot come. Very well. Let justice be done. Call for the snake."
And the snake came forward and said, "It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault at all. I was sitting up on a hill. I said good morning to Iguana. Iguana did not say good morning to me. I thought he meant to play a trick on me. I thought he was mad at me. So I hid. Don't ask me. Ask Iguana." The king said,
"Oh. So it was Iguana who worried the snake, who scared the rabbit, who startled the crow, who alarmed the monkey, who hurt the owlet, and now Mother Owl will not call the sun till the day cannot come. Very well. Let justice be done. Call for the iguana.
Iguana did not come, the king said.
Very well. Let justice be done. Call for the iguana.
Iguana did not come. Finally, someone said, look, there he is. And sure enough, there he was, with those sticks still stuck in his ears. They brought him on over to the king, and he pulled the sticks out of the iguana's ears, and he told him that he was in a lot of trouble. And when he explained what had happened, the iguana said,
it wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault at all. I was having my breakfast when mosquitoes started buzzing around my ears. I didn't want to listen to him, so I stuck those sticks in there. If you want to know whose fault it is, ask the mosquito.
The king said,
oh.
But Mother Owl said, wait! We know who. I will call the sun, and then we who will deal with mosquito who. And she turned to the east, and she raised her wings, and she called out, who, who, who. And the sun came up. Now Mosquito had been watching this whole thing. He said, uh-oh, I'm in a lot of trouble. And because he didn't want to get in trouble with anyone, he left the forest, and he came to live with people. He thought he'd stay with us until everyone calmed down and he could go home. And when he buzzes around our ears, do you know what he's saying? He's saying, is everybody still mad at me? Can I go home yet? Can I go home? Is everyone still mad at me? But what do we do when Mosquito buzzes around our ear? We swat at him and slap at him and we beat him up. And because we keep beating him up, he thinks everybody in the forest is still mad at him. He's never going to go home and leave us alone. And that's the story of why mosquitoes buzz around our ears.